Good morning. Be perfect. Be perfect. That driver was identified a long time ago by a guy called Eric Byrne, I think, as being a disabling device. And the drive to be a to produce perfect work, and the drive towards perfection, has, in my experience, inhibited an awful lot of people, including myself, from doing incredibly good work. So this whole idea of perfection has been lodged in my mind as being a bugbear and a pain in the neck. And every time I meet somebody and I sit down with them and I realize that what they're talking about is working terribly hard to produce perfection before they do something or before they release it into the public domain in any way, I feel to myself a little bit sorry, to be honest, for somebody who has got a perfectionist streak in them. But now, and this is the point of this audio boo, I've come across a very interesting distinction between perfection and best that has been made by a guy called A.J. Leon. For purposes of this argument, it doesn't actually matter at the moment who he is, but he's put forward the point of view in a blog post by telling a story. And the story he told is that he went into a drop-dead gorgeous cafe place, the best cafe place that he knew in the world, somewhere in the west coast of America, and he ordered a coffee, and he waited for 14 minutes, and the coffee hadn't turned up. Now, I can tell you, 14 minutes later, I would have been champing at the bit, and I would have been strumming the fingers on the desk, and I would have done what A.J. Leon did, which was move forward and have a look over the counter to see what was going on. And he finally found a barista and a barista's boss, I think, scrupulously producing coffee or throwing out coffee that wasn't good enough to be given to A.J. Leon. Now, this was 14 minutes in. Okay, fast forward. It took another, I think it was 7 minutes for the cup of coffee to arrive. So A.J. Leon got his cup of coffee after either 21 or 28 minutes, by which time I would have been completely round the twist, I must admit. But he said that it was well worth it. And I believe him, right? It probably was the best cup of coffee that you could ever have got anywhere in the entire world. But the complication in my mind was that A.J. Leon went on to give advice that you should only do your best work, and that anything less than your best work just shouldn't be produced. You should bin it. And that the only stuff that other people were interested in getting their hands on or their eyes on or their mouth on or whatever senses they use to consume the content that you produce, The only thing they wanted was your best. And I first of all misinterpreted what A.J. Leon was saying, because I thought, oh my God, A.J. has gone crazy. He's gone into advocating that we all become perfectionists. And I thought, no, I cannot agree with this. This is probably the first piece of significant difference between the way A.J. Leon thinks about, you know, what one should do in life, if you like, and myself. And I thought, this is very interesting. But I really did feel that I didn't agree with him. And then I rethought it. I thought, hang on a minute now. I was talking about perfection, the impulse to always do things perfectly and never to do things unless they're perfect. And A.J. Leon is talking about doing your best. And that's a very subtle but absolutely clear distinction in my head now that I think about it, instead of just reacting kind of impulsively. I've engaged some kind of discernment process. And think about it, the difference between being a perfectionist and doing your best. Working your guts off, working hard, sweating, to be blunt, I won't be too blunt at this time of the morning, sweating really, really hard, and producing something that is your best, the best you can have produced in the circumstances, into which you have made a real effort, rather than a superficial, it'll do, it's all right. Now, I've also used another phrase, which is good enough. And AJ doesn't like that phrase at all. And, you know, we all have our pet phrases, right? But I do like the phrase that something is good enough. Good enough to me is good enough. But we won't hang our hats up fighting about that one, if you like. Because I do think if something is good enough, it really is good enough. But anyway, the key point I started with, having distracted myself with the question of good enough now, is doing your best. And I want to give AJ a huge shout out for having brought to my attention the importance of the difference between being a perfectionist and doing your best. So there we are, starting the day here on Wednesday. I've called it jokingly, but really, Wisdom Wednesday.